The Federal Reserve has gotten a lot of criticism lately for its lack of diversity. Fed leaders are just about all white. But now, the president of the Atlanta Fed is stepping down, and some see that as an opportunity for change. WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports.
Things were really bad for African Americans during the recession. And for many, like Formosa Williams, it hasn't gotten much better.
At this point, I don't know what to do.
She's outside an Atlanta unemployment office. She just can't find stable work.
The only jobs that really seem to be hiring are like fast food, and there's no way I'm going to go back to that.
Williams' story is familiar to Black communities, which face unemployment rates double their white neighbors. But it may not be to the people in charge of monetary policy.
Unless you have a voice at that table that has gone through the experience of being an African American, you're missing so much.
Congressman David Scott's a Georgia Democrat. He's one of several lawmakers and activists calling for a Black leader to head the Fed's regional bank in Atlanta.
The Fed is the nerve center of our entire economic system, and nobody is suffering from an economic depression as the African American community.
He says the appointment also makes sense given the region the bank covers, the South, and the civil rights history here. But while diversity is good, economists aren't sure how it translates into policy.
I think you have to start out with the recognition that our Federal Reserve officials, they have really one tool, and that's interest rates. And that tool is a very blunt instrument.
Tim Dewey is a professor at the University of Oregon. He says that tool affects the broader economy at a macro level.
And the problems that we're facing in Black communities are often at the more narrow microeconomic level.
So he says it's not like the Fed can erase those problems on its own. The search for the next Atlanta Fed president could last at least until February of next year. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.